I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. In Washington, the House Ethics Committee has launched a formal investigation into an alleged bribe that may or may not have been offered to a member of Congress. It depends on who's telling the story, or rather, Timothy Noah of Slate says it depends on which version of the story the congressman in question is telling. Here's Noah's opinion piece on the mysterious disappearing bribe.
4 months ago, Representative Nick Smith, a Michigan Republican who'll retire at the end of this year, made a startling accusation. He said that he'd been offered $100,000 by the House leadership to vote yes on the Medicare drug bill. He refused and voted no. The money was offered not directly to Smith, but to the campaign of Smith's son, Brad, who's running to succeed Smith in Congress. Now it looks as though the perpetrator may finally be brought to justice. But who is the perp? In mystery novels, when there's an eyewitness accuser, there's also an accused. But the Smith story is more like one of those mysteries in which the accuser is halfway through spilling the beans when he's silenced by a dagger thrown by an unseen hand. Nick Smith is alive and well, and I have no evidence that House leaders ordered him to clam up. But something caused Smith to change his story, and then to change it again. I think that something was probably a tardy realization on Smith's part that he was accusing his party's leader, or leaders, of committing a felony. Like most people in Washington, Smith was slow to recognize that the term bribe is not just a metaphor. Version 1 of Smith's story is still the most convincing one. During and after November's late-night Medicare vote, Smith told fellow members of Congress and several reporters that he'd been offered $100,000 for Brad's campaign. All he had to do was vote yes on Medicare. In some versions, it was merely hinted that the money was offered by someone in the House leadership, but another GOP House member told the Washington Post that he distinctly heard Smith say the money was offered by, quote, people from leadership, unquote. Version 2 was a 180-degree reversal. In a written statement, Smith said that no member of Congress made an offer of financial assistance to his son's campaign in exchange for his vote. Indeed, he said, no specific reference was made to money at all. Version 2 became difficult to sustain after Kevin Vandenbroek of WKZO in Kalamazoo played this tape of an interview with Smith.
The first offer was to give him $100,000 plus for his campaign and endorsements by national leadership.
Thus, version 3. Smith now says that in the radio interview he was absentmindedly repeating something that had been reported in Robert Novak's newspaper column. But the thing he was repeating, Smith said, wasn't true. That was news to me, as Smith had earlier told me, through an aide, that Novak's account was, quote, basically accurate, unquote. Smith has become a tarnished hero. That's his public image, anyway. In private, one can only hope that Smith stops the amateurish prevaricating and tells the truth to the FBI and the House Ethics Committee. Lying under oath, after all, is against the law. Otherwise, Smith risks becoming a whistleblower who morphs into a criminal through lack of nerve. A sad coda to this squalid tale.
The opinions of Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate. And by the way, that radio host Tim mentioned, the one who recorded that key interview with Representative Smith? Well, Kevin Vandenbroek has since been fired by the Kalamazoo radio station where he worked when he got that scoop. And you'll find another Chatterbox column discussing the firing at Slate.com.